Good evening, Abosai. Hope you're all well. First of all, I just wanted to, you may have got the text message earlier. Tefillin is one of those, we've been discussing a lot of the halachas. Many of the obvious questions, which are questions that we all want to know, the Shin, the Dalet, the Yud, and why is it, and why is it like that, why those parshas in the Tefillin, and why is the Shin with four arms on the... None of those questions are not covered in halacha. These are not so much halacha points, or maybe they are mentioned, but briefly, without the deeper understanding. There's one person called Rabbi Shmuel Emanuel, not to be confused the first names with the family names, and he has written a sefer, which is a... It's the sefer. It's not a book, it's a sefer. It's the sefer the inside story of the tefillin. It's a very complex, and I only read parts of it, which I found was absolutely, absolutely amazing. Absolutely. It doesn't touch so much on the halacha. It's all based on the halacha. It's all very much based on the halacha. But, of course, the discussion is what he explains, and he goes into greater detail, is the hashkafa behind, literally, the inside story of the tefillin. The inside story of the tefillin. Why is it those parshas? What does he represent? What does he mean? What does he teach us? So not the halacha aspect, but a different aspect altogether. So I've asked him to come and he's got the screen, and I've asked him to come and give us a little bit of a bit of a share on the inside story of the tefillin. He said it's very, very hard to condense 460 pages in half an hour, but he's going to attempt to give us a bit of an insight. In what the deeper meaning of the tefillin is. So I'm very pleased that I've been able to arrange that he's going to come and meet Hashem on Sunday, regular Shia time. So that's you may have got a text message earlier. Okay, so I just wanted to share with you. If you want to have a look at the sefer, I'm going to leave it here. That's point number one. Point number two, today's topic, what we're going to be discussing today, I got a copy of this. I'm not quite sure from which newspaper it is, but did you see this? Yeah? Pardon? Kodif got it pinned up even. Okay, good. So it's about forged ritzuas, which you can't even tell they are apostle. You can buy them, you can wear them, and you can use them for years, and you won't know they're apostle. Yeah.
We spoke about this a couple of weeks ago.
We mentioned it. I think we may have mentioned.
Oh,
right. Yes. He mentioned it briefly. That's right. Yeah. Today, that's right. He said, I want to speak about this. Today's Mishnah Berurah, although we are discussing the halachos of the Batim, but the single most important ma'amokim in this topic is actually Mishnah Berurah we're going to be discussing tonight. So this very controversial issue, which is happening now, and this is something which is up in the media in these days, something which the Mishnah Berurah. Which Mishnah Berurah is addressing today. So, right. I also want to just point out. There is over here the Melbourne Deer Shoe publication. We're not really quite there to make our own publications yet. Although we're not very far. Ah, here you are. Yeah, we're not very far from it. So over here, he actually speaks about this as well. This is just a number of weeks old, He speaks about his atzuas and passes it on if you want to have a look at it. Generally speaking, this is a publication from Melbourne, and they have a beautiful, I'm not sure if it's a weekly or a monthly publication about halachos which are discussed and a bit more during the shiurim. So if you want to have a look at it, I think you can probably just subscribe or something. Okay, so I'm just going to pass this on if you want to have a look at it, starting from, yeah. Okay, good, then we'll need you as well for another topic. Okay. Pardon? Definitely. Okay, good. Okay, let us start with where we stopped yesterday. We spoke about the Ribua. There's one more point about the Ribua which I'm going to discuss a little bit later in Seif Mem Aleph, which we're going to discuss. But before that, let us continue a little bit with Seif Mem. Okay, so if El leads us straight away into the deep end of this controversy which is happening at this moment, and it's referring to the Batim, but the Mishnah Berurah is going to be what we need to know with regards to Ritzuas. There's a later siman, which is later siman, which we're going to be touching on in next week or the week after. We're learning a siman about Ritzuas, but there it's very brief. Here it's more extended. Seif Mem, Oir Habatim. The Oir Habatim, the leather of the Batim, Mitzvah La Soy Soy Shochoir. It needs to be black. So even if your favorite color is orange or pink, the tefillin must be black. And black means black, not dark blue. It has to be absolutely black. It must be Oir Habatim, the leather of the Batim needs to be blackened. Mitzvah La Soy Soy Shochoir. Eilek Amon Simen Lamed Gimel, which there we're discussing a slightly different point. But this is where we're stopping now for the moment, because the Mishneh Berurah now brings up the following. Sifkoten Kuf Pei Gimel, says the Mishneh Berurah, V'kol Shkein, and even more so, She'edaktek She'ashin, even more so one should be careful that the Shin, Yeshochoy, needs to be black as well. Velif Omim, and occasionally, Machmaz Roiv Yoshnoi, because of its old age and having been used extensively, Nikraf Menu Ashachu, sometimes the blackness disappears. And that's a problem. As we mentioned yesterday with regards to Ribua as well, just because we bought something and it was most Mahuda, it doesn't mean that it's going to, I'm not sure what the Kalvachom is. Just because you bought it and it was very black and very beautiful, doesn't mean that it remains beautiful forever. Of course, they have to be occasionally, they have to be up, they have to be blackened again. And it has to be done with absolute black. Yeah, now says the Mishneh Berurah, and this is the Mishneh Berurah, that the next two Mishneh Berurahs are the ones which we really need to go into. Kuf Pei Dalet, Mitzvah. So it sounds like from the Lashon Mitzvah, as we mentioned previously, Mitzvah normally indicates that it's a Mitzvah, it's good, it's proper, it's Mehuda, but it normally implies that it's not Ma'akev B'dieved. Mitzvah la'asoy se shochoy. Says the Mishmur, mashma, this implies the mashmos is the bedi'evet that post factum eno le'kuva. It's not le'ma'akov bedi'evet. However, says the Mishmur, v'yesh poiskim, many authorities hold, the sviru hold, to halach le'mashim yisina, it is halach le'mashim yisina, k'moya ratzuas, no less than the ratzuas. And just like the ratzuas, it's ma'akov, that they should be completely black. Similarly, also the batim must be completely and absolutely black. And it's ma'akev according to many poskim with regards to the batim as well. Afilu even bedi'evet. Uvivira gro, and the Vilna Gaon paskins mashma chumitzadikin aloch. It seems that he paskins as well that the blackness of the batim is ma'akev. V'chein b'shuas yankev, and similarly shuas yankev paskins as well. V'chein mashma beli rabbe uvishorik nes agdoil. All those great achronim. They pasken that it's ma'akev b'di'evet, and the blackness is absolutely ma'akev. The yesh lehachmi, one should be machmi. Im loy b'mokim deloy efsha. Unless you have no alternative, you find yourself in the holidays in the middle of nowhere, and you realize that your batim is not quite the way it should be. Then yesh lismo radivra mekilim. Then you can be relying on the lenient of authorities. You should still be able to fill the mitzvah tefillin. But certainly, normally, under normal circumstances, we paskin that the blackness is ma'akev b'di'evet. Sounds like from the Mishneh Berurah, you can't even make a bracha if it's not black, if you found an edge or a part of the tefillin, which blackness is not absolute, not pure blackness. It sounds like you can't make a bracha, and that's what it sounds like from the Mishneh Berurah. Right. Kuf Pei Hei, says the Mishneh Berurah Shochei. V'ashachus, and the blackness, toiv yoisei, it is better. It is ideal. She betzeva shochoy. It should be made out of color. And this is now the important point. She'ein boy mamish klal. There is no substance. Now, it should be made out of blackness, which is not a substance. It's not a liquid that is afterwards an additional layer. That's no good. It has to be no mamoshes, no substance. It has to be completely absorbed in the leather in a way that it's not an additional layer on top. It's absorbed and it becomes part of the substance, part of the leather. It's completely absorbed. She'ein bo mamosh, there's nothing to it. It's just absorbed. V'atfilin and tfilin yushchoyrim, the tfilin themselves should be black. The color should be black, but it shouldn't be an additional element on it which is black. So they shouldn't be covered with black. They should be black. Does that make sense, Rabbi Yisai? Yeah? It has to be, the tefillin must be black. That's the halacha, that's part of the halacha Mishmei Sinai. Tefillin must be black. Umikol mokoyim, nevertheless, hamashchirin, the people who make it black, bemin glanz, with some sort of shine, glanz in German is shine, shei efshar lekolfoy, that you cannot peel off, afal shei efshar lekolfoy, if you can scratch it off, you can't peel it off, even though you can scratch it off to some extent, but the other is fine. So if you can peel it off, sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah, that is a huge problem. If you can scratch it off, that is b'di'avad okay, but definitely not lechatchila. And lechatchila ideally should be something which is completely absorbed in the leather. ואין במה שכוספנו בסעיף ממחס, בביור הלוכה, בשם הפרימה גודים, שדאיתו גם כן להחמיר בזה. So if you can be scratched off, it's not מעקב בדיעבד. Okay, however, מה שחידשו סופרי זמננו, what the contemporary סופרים have invented, שמשחירים, that they make black, בתיכו, with some sort of cover, some sort of layer, some sort of substance, שיכולים לקלוף, to you can peel off, בשלמוס, completely, מכל צד, from any side, מן התפילים, from the תפילים, וצורסוי, and its appearance, כמו איני השוחוי, like a black leaf, you can just take it off, זהו פוסול, this is פוסול, says the Mishnah Berurah. Rabbi said, what does it remind you of? Right? So this is the controversy which is contest. So what the Mishnah, let's just go through the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, Lechatchila, the blackness has to be absorbed in the tefillin. And that is, most of our tefillin are like that. That it's literally absorbed in the tefillin, the blackness is absorbed with some sort of dye, some sort of color, which is completely absorbed in the ratzuas. Whether it's the ratzuas or the batim, either way, it's completely absorbed in the leather. Now, if it is not made like that, what the Mishnah Berurah speaks about is if it's out of a dye or a color you can scratch off, that he says is not ma'akev b'di'avad, it's not lechatchila, but b'di'avad it's okay. The lowest level of fulfillment, something that he says is actually not fulfilling the mitzvah, he actually passes the tefillin b'di'avad, is if you have something which is on the tefillin and you can just peel it off, something which is put on the thighs, and you can just peel it off, that it says, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah with that. Because the tefillin is not black, you just cover it up with something. Imagine you take a black sheet of paper and you glue it on. That's not called black. So similarly, if you put something on the batim, which is a dye which is so thick that you can just peel it off, some sort of substance that you can just peel off, that, says the Mishnah Berurah, that is even possible, but the evidence, it's possible, it's ma'akev b'di'avad. Now that, of course, very much resembles the controversy which is going on now. That there has been, it's a mamash of forged ratzuas. Forged ratzuas is the same halacha, it's even more severe, that it has to be completely black. The definition of halacha Mishmei Sinai, it must be completely black. And what some people have done, and this is many times, it wasn't the moichim, but they bought it off people who are literally taking people for a ride. And it's because of it has to do with the huge expense of the leather, and that it was, has imported from, it couldn't be made anymore, in Eretz Yisrael, so it had to be imported from elsewhere. So the, obviously the hashkocha wasn't as ideal and as efficient as it was meant to be, and therefore, with forged hechsherim, I think on top of it, what people did is that they took the leather and instead of actually blackening, which the dye obviously is quite an expense, they simply put some sort of chemical or synthetic substance, which with heat, they glued it on the tefillin, on the ratzuas, and therefore what you have got is really leather ratzuas, which are not black, but on top of it is glued, is a black layer of some chemical or synthetic substance. Now this, of course, is according to what we're just learning now, definitely. Because it's not black, it's just something which is not black, which is covered with something else, you can literally peel it off. It certainly, Rabbi Yisai, goes into the gerd of what the Mishneh Berurah says, that something which can be peeled off is a problem. So as soon as they found out, they made a kol kol about it. We don't exactly know how many years it's been going on, not sure, but it seems that it's been going. I don't know how they found out, I don't know who found out, how they found out, but it's been going for a while. So apparently the way to test it, and I haven't seen it firsthand myself, how they actually found out a forged apostle tefillin, but apparently the way to find out, according to what I've read in this publication, is that apparently what you have to do is, well, I don't know, what did you see? You actually put it in hot water, and apparently if you take it out, and afterwards you can see if you can actually peel it off. You can put it in hot water. Leather doesn't get spoiled in hot water. You put it there for, I don't want to say, a couple of minutes, and you take it out, and afterwards you can actually see that it can be peeled off. If it can be peeled off, then you better rush to a good sofa, batimacher, that set of who can sell you kosher tzuas. There have been apparently, yeah. I don't think they can have that problem. I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know. I don't think they can go into that category.
Even if you,
yeah, that's right. Yeah, they're completely.
The point anyway, but if you could.
Yeah.
Be black anyway.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
When you spoke a couple of weeks ago, you seemed to say it was months ago.
Right. So he seemed to say, I couldn't speak to him, but he mentioned a very authority who is Mate. I couldn't find out what it is. My only question mark, I don't know, I'm going to try to find out. I haven't been able to speak to him. The only question mark which I have is, if you look in the Mishneh Berurah, he only brings in the brackets, the Mishneh Berurah brings in square brackets at the end of Sif Kotten Kuf Behei, he brings Misefa Nishmas Odom, Veshehiskim Iter Hagon Bal Beismed. These are the very great authorities that we're not normally cholik on those great authorities. But then he adds the last few words, Deloi Kenoi de Behuda Ayin Sham. So he seems to be arguing, Deloi, unlike the opinion of Noi de Behuda, who maybe is Maker, I was not able to track down the Noi Tshuvah's Noi de Behuda, who is not here. So I don't know exactly what the Mishneh Berurah means. And either way, the Mishneh Berurah is clearly paskening, like the Nishmas Adam, the Beis Yankov, and the Yeshua's Yankov, and the Beis Meir, and he seems to be clearly holding that it's possible even B'diavad. My only question mark is that maybe there is an opinion of the Noi de Behuda that is Matir, but I don't know more than that. I don't know the answer to your question. I don't know. But you're right, he did mention last week in the name of a very, very choshva, Talmud Chacham, that he said that there's no problem. I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know. Right. Yeah. No. Why is that? It gets absorbed. Why wrong? Does he not? I don't know. What's your experience, Rabbi Yisai? I think it gets absorbed. If somebody uses a felt pen to cover up the areas of the Ratzuas, which are... Yeah, I think that... Rabbi Yisai, what's your opinion about felt pens?
It says kosher,
but
it has to be on the pen.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think... The liquid, what do you think about the liquid?
Someone said the matte one might be okay, but the shiny one is, I don't know. The liquid is not so posh because there's a layer.
They rub off so quickly anyway, they're pointless.
By the time you throw it on,
it comes off anyway.
If that's
the right,
it doesn't go in.
Yes, you're saying that, which one are you concerned about?
I think it might be
the other. Might
be the other.
That's not a problem. That is not a problem. If it's black, it's black. If it's black, it's black. Yeah, no.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, so Lemaisa, the poskim are not concerned about the felt pens which are sold specifically for that purpose. They're perfectly okay. Perfectly okay. So that's what the Mishneh Berurah passes over here. But you're quite right that there may be other tzadim which I'm not sure. I'm not sure. If anybody else got any other knowledge about this, I'd be happy to hear. Yeah, but that's what Mishneh. Do you agree that what the Mishneh Berurah seems to be passing, that it's a problem?
I wonder if it makes a difference that it's so attached to it. The only way you can get it off is boiling it in water, and then maybe it's just, I don't know. Maybe
interesting svara. Rabbi, so what do you think about that svara?
It seems to me can do it easily, then that would be absorbed.
And you're saying that since you have to actually boil it in water, seems to be that it's so... I hear that. Rabbi Yisrael, I think that's a very nice svara. I think that's a very nice svara. Can I just share the svara just to make that clear? That we're saying over here that from the Mishnah Berurah, the Mashmos is that the reason why it is possible is because it is so... It is possible, it's considered an additional layer, and it's possible, and we're not considered the Ratzuis to be black. We're considered to be covered with black because you can just literally peel it off. And that is why the Tefillin Apostle, according to the Mishnah Berurah. So the svara that is being mentioned now is that if you can't just peel it off, but if it's something you have to put in boiling water, leave it there, and make a ganze Geschäft. Thank you very much. That's the word. If you have to make a ganze Geschäft to actually get to peel it off, and if it does, then it's considered actually is actually part of the Tefillin. And therefore, it might be better than what the Mishnah Berurah says. I hear that's a svara, Rabbi Yisrael, yeah.
But isn't that black still not made of the correct black ink material? It's something plastic, according to that.
Yeah.
That must be
possible anyway.
Yeah. It's
useless. It's a similar, so it's not a
citrus. Yeah.
And then the little leather and the leaf meat is still all white.
Yeah. You're saying that since it's synthetic, since it's a different substance. Yeah. So what would be the psul, the fact that it's synthetic? Because no mutter v'ficha, that's not really a psul.
You're just covering over an unblacked
piece of leather. I would say it depends.
You're just hiding the fact that it's not black leather.
Well, the colour that you're putting on is anyway not going to be leather. The colour is not leather.
But the black doesn't have to be a special...
It doesn't. Well, it has. There is reason. There is some halachas that apply to them. It has to be mutar v'ficha. It has to be. You're right. It has to be lishmoy. Maybe yes, there is some aspect to. But that wouldn't necessarily passel this. Wouldn't necessarily passel it. I don't think it would passel it.
If it's plastic.
Yeah. If it's absolute plastic.
Couldn't be made lishmoy.
Yeah. You're right. It might be a lacking lishmoy. Yeah. The dial lishmoy. Yeah. I hear. I don't know. Yeah. Yes. What's that?
Why do you need to boil it? It could be that you're having to boil it to actually bring the dye to the top, to the computer top.
It's not a dye. It's actually something that...
Yeah, but it could have actually gone to the leather. And when you boil it, by boiling it, you are actually bringing it to the top. Mm. It's possible. Mm. There are lots of materials that you can do
that. Okay, so to... recap what we covered tonight, Be'ezer Hashem. We learned the halacha that oir habatim mitzvah la'asoysoy shochoyo. That the oir habatim, the batim need to be done completely black. And we learned that it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah that he paskens that it's ma'akev even by the eved. And certainly the shin also needs to be completely black. We then went into great detail about the shachus that needs to be absorbed within the leather, and it can't be an additional layer which is on top of it. The Mishnah Berurah goes and says three categories. The category of the chatchile is that it's completely absorbed, and that's the chatchile, that's the way it should be. If it's not completely absorbed, it can be scratched off, says the Mishnah Berurah, that is nom akev b'di'evet, but it's not the chatchile. The category which is possible b'di'evet, it's something which can be peeled off. That is something which passes it by the event, and Mishnah Berurah says that is he says that that is mamash passes it by the event. We shall continue with the with charetz tomorrow. Mitzvah Hashem.